Before the 16th century, hound or hund in Old English was the catch-all term to describe domesticated canines. That doesn't mean the word dog didn't exist at the time. It appeared in land charters and place names, and then...
The first time we have dog in a literary text, it's referring to people and calling them dogs to insult them.
That's Colin Gorey, a linguist who's written about the origin of the word dog. He says during the period of Middle English, so roughly between 1100 and 1450,
you start to see more more instances of this dog word showing up, and they're often derogatory.
But over time, Gorey says the positive emotions people felt toward dogs eclipsed some of the word's negative charge.
I think that it's very possible that the same word that you use as an insult, you can repurpose as a term of affection.
It eventually replaced hound as the standard term we use for the pet today. The mystery lies in where the word dog actually came from. Gorey says one theory is that it comes from the Old English term dox.
It's not entirely clear what it meant, but it probably meant something like dark or golden or yellow.
He adds that another possibility is that it's related to the Old English word
Dugan, D-U-G-A-N, which means to be good or to be good enough.
Part of the difficulty in tracing the origin is that dogs have been part of human life for a very long time, according to Gorey. That's true for other common words.
So example would, other than dog, would be boy, girl. She, the pronoun she.
Gorey says the word we use today to describe dogs may evolve in the future as people continue to generate new pet names. He says it's a testament to how much we adore our four-legged friends.